Hello, hello, it's your girl. Hey girl, I just want to stop by and just kind of brief everybody about everything that is coming up. I'm so excited for one about the Hey Girl podcast. Yes, oh my god, I am so excited. So also another thing that I'm excited about is the Hey Girl book. I cannot wait. Oh my god. So the Hey Girl book should be out mid this year, and I am so excited. Everything is going as planned, and I just can't wait for the world to read the book. Oh my god, it's so amazing. It's so inspiring, and it has really just been a blessing to me, and I'm the author. But I pray that it will be a blessing to all of you. Also, if you want to follow us and just know more about us and get to know what we're doing, you can go on Facebook and like our fan page, which is Hey Girl. And that is where all the updates, events, everything will be posted on that page. Also, Hey Girl also has coming up Go Live with Hey Girl. I am so excited. That will be coming soon. So go to our fan page and be looking out for the flyer concerning that event. Also, be watching out for the flyer concerning the Hey Girl book as well. I am so excited. The Hey Girl Go Live will be posted through the Facebook fan page as well as YouTube, Instagram, and for those pages you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram and Periscope through Hey Girl Squad. Hey Girl Squad 1. So I am so excited. If you would like to become a part of the team, email us at heygirlsquad1@gmail.com. That's heygirlsquad1@gmail.com. That's heysquad1@gmail.com. Or you could just reach us at our office at 901-562-7326. And again, remember, it's your girl, Hey Girl. We'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to It's Your Girl, Hey Girl podcast. I'm so excited about this relaunching of the podcast. I'm so very excited. I am your host, Alonda Sims. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's episode is about transparency. It's about being real, being you. So let's jump into it, huh? So tonight, let's talk about transparency. Let's talk about being real. Let's talk about being true to ourselves. Let's talk about it. So if I could share just a little bit with you, just to be honest, I kind of went back and forth with actually doing the podcast tonight. Due to a recent loss of a mentor, that kind of took me by surprise, and I really didn't want to do the podcast tonight. However, I know that she would still want me to go ahead and move forward with the podcast. So here I am. I am doing the podcast anyway, because I really feel like someone needs to hear tonight's episode. So let's jump right on into it. When being real and keeping it real, I tend to find some people that act as though they're keeping it real or play like they're keeping it real, when actuality they're just putting on the front. It's as though they want to be transparent, They want to be open, but they don't. And for some people, it takes time for them to be open and transparent because of what they went through, because of trust issues. And, you know, some people deal with that. So it takes them a minute to become open with different people and to become transparent. Now, if you haven't arrived at that point yet, it's okay. It's okay. However, I do feel that it's good to have at least one or two friends that you can just be open and honest with and just freely speak your mind, be able to vent. A lot of times I tend to get into a little trouble because sometimes I could be a little too transparent. But that's just me. I'm transparent, I'm open, and I'm honest, and it's just me. However, what I would suggest is, like I said, just find you two good friends that will take your honesty, that will take your transparency, and they won't hold it against you. They won't judge you based on what you're saying, but rather they will take it and they will give you sound advice. And it's good to have good friends that can give you that good sound advice. I know for me, I have a best friend that I can go to and I can talk to her about any and everything, and I know that it's not gonna go any further than us, other than the Father. I'm excited because I believe in this podcast and after this podcast that people will begin to open up, and hopefully after this podcast you will see that, hey, it's okay to open up. It's okay to be real and transparent. Tell people your story. Don't be afraid to share your story. Be open and transparent about where you come from, because a lot of times what you've been through and what you've dealt with, someone else may be going through the same thing, and they need to know how to come out of it, how to get out of it, what steps they need to take to come from it. Now, let's get transparent again. Honestly, I'm not the one to try to share my personal life, because a lot of things that I went through, I swore to myself that I would never talk about it ever again. However, I know that it is through this platform that if I open up and I begin to share my story, that it's going to help thousands of people. It's going to help hundreds of people. So you never know. Just try. It's not a matter of you have to do it. You're going to do it. It's not that. Just try. So, in the efforts of talking about transparency tonight, I'm going to open up and share one of my truths, one of my stories, one of my past hurts. I remember, after coming back home from being in Memphis for over 10 years, I literally had to go through deliverance. I had to be recharged again because of a lot of things that I went through mentally. A lot of things that I was going through mentally, even in the transition of coming home. I had to go through the whole just breaking things down piece by piece. There was a moment where I felt like I wanted to take myself out, because I felt like, no, if I was to tell someone, no one would care, no one would understand, and then I would be labeled as a liar, which I was already being labeled as that anyway, due to some untruthful things that were going on, or said rather. So in the midst of me going through that trial, a lot of other things start to come up again, especially with my health. My health began to deteriorate and just go crazy. I began to experience heavy bleeding. And my women out there, y'all know, y'all understand what I'm saying. Some of y'all understand what I'm saying when I say that. The cramping, the hurt, the pain in the backs, and it was just crazy. Up until the point where I got to the place where I just began to cry out to God and say, okay, God, I can't take no more of this. Now, you promised me that you were going to heal me. You promised me that you were going to set me free from this. And a lot of times, we have to do that. We have to get into a place where we remind God, okay, you said that you was going to do this. You said that you was going to do that. It's okay to remind him of his word. Remind him. So that's what I did. I remind him of the promises that he made to me. And I began to put a demand on it. Okay, you said you was going to do this. I need you to do it. I need you to fix whatever this is going on in my body, because I'm tired of it and it's draining me. I can't get nothing done during the day because I'm either asleep or I'm sluggish and just don't feel like doing nothing. So I need energy. I need to be able to move and do this and do that. Come on. We got to get this together. I have this thing with God where I say, let's meet at the table. So it was one of the moments where I had to say, okay, let's meet at the table about this, because this is ridiculous. After that, the Father began to remind me of the woman with the issue of blood and how she suffered for 12 years. Now, me, I suffered with this for 12 plus years. So I understood to the T of everything that she went through. Everything from going from doctor to doctor to doctor, I went through that. And it seemed like no doctor could help me until I just got sick and tired of it. And it was like, okay, if I could just get to Jesus. If I could get to Jesus, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I can make it just a little while longer if I could get to Jesus. And once I found my place in him, once I got in his presence, that's when everything began to change. The more I began to work my faith and put my faith to work, things began to change. How do I come out of this? Get in the presence of the Lord. How does this stop? Get on your face. Begin to seek God. How do I do that? Talk to him. How? Just like I'm talking to you through this podcast. Talk to him. Just like you talk to your friend. Just like you talk to your boyfriend, to your boo, to your husband, and for my husbands out there, to your wives, to your girlfriends. Just talk to them. You ain't gotta do all the big words and all the tongues and all of that. That's good. That's good. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes he just wants you to talk to him. Just talk to him and let him know how you feel. Be open before him. Be transparent. We're talking about transparency. Be transparent before him. Become naked before him. Open yourself unto him and let him know how you feel. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. If you're hurting, tell him you're hurting. If you want to cry, cry before him. Release that. But once you release that, once you lay it at his feet, leave it there. Don't go back. Don't pick it up. Don't look back. Don't look at it. put it there, leave it there. So after going through all of that, I was like, okay, now I can breathe again. Now I can finally just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Then, boom, got hit again in my health. Ended up having to go, actually being rushed to the doctor. And then my doctor came in and said, oh no, you got to be rushed to the hospital. So then I'm being rushed from the doctor's office to the hospital. Get to the hospital and they're telling me that I have to have a blood transfusion. Scary, right? Right. Especially when you've never had one. So I'm going through the emotions. I'm feeling all kind of ways. And the only thing I can say is, okay, God, but you promise. No, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to have no blood transfusion. I don't know where that blood been. I don't know whose blood that is. No. No. But had I not had the blood transfusion, I would not be here. I would not be here because I was slowly dying. So as I'm laying on the bed and the blood is being pumped into my body, I start to feel life come back into me. I start to feel life again. I start to be able to fully breathe again and fully function. And I'm starting to gain energy again. Yeah. Something about the blood, huh? But we gonna get into that another episode. I ain't gonna start nothing with that, but I can really take that and go somewhere, but we ain't gonna get into that, not this episode. But the more I begin to lay there and just begin to receive of it, the more life I begin to feel. What am I saying? Why am I being transparent about this? Why am I telling my story about this? Because there's someone that's going to listen to this podcast and they're going to say, whoa, she went through that? Okay, if she went through it, I know I can come out of it. Yes, you can. To the young woman that's going to listen to this podcast, you've been bleeding for years and you don't know how it's going to stop. I'm here to tell you that it can. The ultimate physician, the ultimate doctor, the number one doctor, helped me get through that entire situation. And it was nobody but God. Nobody but God helped me get through that. So, with that being said, and I'm going to close it right here, don't be afraid to be open and transparent. Don't be afraid to share your story, because you never know who may need to hear your story. So, tonight, I hope that me sharing my story of health, of healing, restoration, just being transparent all the way around, I pray that it blessed you. I pray that it gave you some sense of hope. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. So how about we close it out with prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this time, for this time of refreshing, of restoration. Father, I pray right now, God, that you will cover every soul that will listen to this podcast. Father, I pray right now that you would touch every woman that may be dealing with the issues of blood. Father, I pray that you will go into the bloodstream. Father, I pray, God, that you will correct everything that's wrong in their bodies. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them even now, and I declare healing healing to their bodies. I declare strength, supernatural strength to their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that your presence will be felt through the airwaves, God. Father, as they listen to this podcast, Father, that they will feel your presence. Father, that they will hear that they will hear joy, that they will feel your joy, they will feel your love. They will feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will go into their homes. Father, begin to hold them. Begin to comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, Father. And it is so in your name, I pray. Amen. Y'all, this was awesome. I know it was short, but I didn't want to go too long, but hey, maybe next episode. Well, you guys, until then, hey, you know what I'm about to say. It's your girl. Hey, girl. I love saying that. Y'all, I love y'all so much. It's your host, Alonda Sims, and I look forward to being here with you and sharing this experience, this journey with you. Until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to It's Your Girl, Hey Girl podcast. I'm so excited about this relaunching of the podcast. I'm so very excited. I am your host, Alonda Sims. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's episode is about transparency. It's about being real, being you. So let's jump into it, huh? So tonight, let's talk about transparency. Let's talk about being real. Let's talk about being true to ourselves. Let's talk about it. So if I could share just a little bit with you, just to be honest, I kind of went back and forth with actually doing the podcast tonight. Due to a recent loss of a mentor, that kind of took me by surprise, and I really didn't want to do the podcast tonight. However, I know that she would still want me to go ahead and move forward with the podcast. So here I am. I am doing the podcast anyway, because I really feel like someone needs to hear tonight's episode. So let's jump right on into it. When being real and keeping it real, I tend to find some people that act as though they're keeping it real or play like they're keeping it real, when actuality they're just putting on the front. It's as though they want to be transparent, they want to be open, but they don't. And for some people, it takes time for them to be open and transparent because of what they went through. Because of trust issues, and you know, some people deal with that, so it takes them a minute to become open with different people and to become transparent. Now, if you haven't arrived at that point yet, it's okay, it's okay. However, I do feel that it's good to have at least one or two friends that you can just be open and honest with and just freely speak your mind, be able to vent. A lot of times I tend to get into a little trouble because sometimes I could be a little too transparent, but that's just me. I'm just, you know, I'm transparent, I'm open, and I'm honest, and it's just me. However, what I would suggest is, like I said, just find you two good friends that will take your honesty. They will take your transparency and they won't hold it against you. They won't judge you based on what you're saying, but rather they will take it and they will give you sound advice. And it's good to have good friends that can give you that good sound advice. I know for me, I have a best friend that I can go to and I can talk to her about any and everything, and I know that it's not gonna go any further than us, other than the Father. I'm excited because I believe in this podcast and after this podcast that people will begin to open up, and hopefully after this podcast you will see that, hey, it's okay to open up. It's okay to be real and transparent. Tell people your story. Don't be afraid to share your story. Be open and transparent about where you come from, because a lot of times what you've been through and what you've dealt with, someone else may be going through the same thing, and they need to know how to come out of it, how to get out of it, what steps they need to take to come from it. Now, let's get transparent again. Honestly, I'm not the one to try to share my personal life, because a lot of things that I went through, I swore to myself that I would never talk about it ever again. However, I know that it is through this platform that if I open up and I begin to share my story, that it's going to help thousands of people. It's going to help hundreds of people. So you never know. Just try. It's not a matter of you have to do it. You gonna do it. It's not that. Just try. So, in the efforts of talking about transparency tonight, I'm gonna open up and share one of my truths, one of my stories, one of my past hurts. I remember after coming back home from being in Memphis for over 10 years, I literally had to go through deliverance. I had to be recharged again because of a lot of things that I went through mentally. A lot of things that I was going through mentally, even in the transition of coming home. I had to go through the whole just breaking things down piece by piece. There was a moment where I felt like I wanted to take myself out, because I felt like, no, if I was to tell someone, no one would care, no one would understand, and then I would be labeled as a liar, which I was already being labeled as that anyway, due to some untruthful things that were going on, or said rather. So in the midst of me going through that trial, a lot of other things start to come up again, especially with my health. My health began to deteriorate and just go crazy. I began to experience heavy bleeding. And my women out there, y'all know, y'all understand what I'm saying. Some of y'all understand what I'm saying when I say that. The cramping, the hurt, the pain in the backs, and it was just crazy. Up until the point where I got to the place where I just began to cry out to God and say, okay, God, I can't take no more of this. Now, you promised me that you were going to heal me. You promised me that you were going to set me free from this. And a lot of times We have to do that. We have to get into a place where we remind God, okay, you said that you was going to do this. You said that you was going to do that. It's okay to remind him of his word. Remind him. So that's what I did. I remind him of the promises that he made to me. And I began to put a demand on it. Okay, you said you was going to do this. I need you to do it. I need you to fix whatever this is going on in my body because I'm tired of it and it's draining me. I can't get nothing done during the day because I'm either asleep or I'm sluggish and just don't feel like doing nothing. So I need energy. I need to be able to move and do this and do that. Come on. We got to get this together. I have this thing with God where I say, let's meet at the table. So it was one of the moments where I had to say, okay, let's meet at the table about this because this is ridiculous. After that, the Father began to remind me of the woman with the issue of blood and how she suffered for 12 years. Now, me, I suffered with this for 12 plus years. So I understood to the T of everything that she went through. Everything from going from doctor to doctor to doctor, I went through that. And it seemed like no doctor could help me until I just got sick and tired of it. And it was like, okay, if I could just get to Jesus. If I could get to Jesus, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I can make it just a little while longer if I could get to Jesus. And once I found my place in him, once I got in his presence, that's when everything began to change. The more I began to work my faith and put my faith to work, things began to change. How do I come out of this? Get in the presence of the Lord. How does this stop? Get on your face. Begin to seek God. How do I do that? Talk to him. How? Just like I'm talking to you through this podcast. Talk to him. Just like you talk to your friend. Just like you talk to your boyfriend, to your boo, to your husband, and for my husbands out there, to your wives, to your girlfriends. Just talk to them. You ain't gotta do all the big words and all the tongues and all of that. That's good. That's good. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes he just wants you to talk to him. Just talk to him and let him know how you feel. Be open before him. Be transparent. We're talking about transparency. Be transparent before him. Become naked before him. Open yourself unto him and let him know how you feel. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. If you're hurting, tell him you're hurting. If you want to cry, cry before him. Release that. But once you release that, once you lay it at his feet, leave it there. Don't go back. Don't pick it up. Don't look back. Don't look at it. Put it there. Leave it there. So after going through all of that, I was like, okay, now I can breathe again. Now I can finally just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Then, boom, got hit again in my health. Ended up having to go, actually being rushed to the doctor. And then my doctor came in and said, oh no, you got to be rushed to the hospital. So then I'm being rushed from the doctor's office to the hospital. Get to the hospital and they're telling me that I have to have a blood transfusion. Scary, right? Right. Especially when you've never had one. So I'm going through the emotions. I'm feeling all kind of ways. And the only thing I can say is, okay, God, but you promise. No, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to have no blood transfusion. I don't know where that blood been. I don't know whose blood that is. No. No. But had I not had the blood transfusion, I would not be here. I would not be here because I was slowly dying. So as I'm laying on the bed and the blood is being pumped into my body, I start to feel life come back into me. I start to feel life again. I start to be able to fully breathe again and fully function. And I'm starting to gain energy again. Yeah. Something about the blood, huh? But we're going to get into that another episode. I ain't going to start nothing with that. But I can really take that and go somewhere. But we ain't going to get into that. Not this episode. But the more I begin to lay there and just begin to receive of it, the more life I begin to feel. What am I saying? Why am I being transparent about this? Why am I telling my story about this? Because there's someone that's going to listen to this podcast and they're going to say, whoa, she went through that? Okay, if she went through it, I know I can come out of it. Yes, you can. To the young woman that's going to listen to this podcast, you've been bleeding for years and you don't know how it's going to stop. I'm here to tell you that it can. The ultimate physician, the ultimate doctor, the number one doctor helped me get through that entire situation. And it was nobody but God. Nobody but God helped me get through that. So, with that being said, and I'm going to close it right here, don't be afraid to be open and transparent. Don't be afraid to share your story, because you never know who may need to hear your story. So, tonight, I hope that me sharing my story of health, of healing, restoration, just being transparent all the way around, I pray that it blessed you. I pray that it gave you some sense of hope. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. So how about we close it out with prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this time, for this time of refreshing, of restoration, Father. Father, I pray right now, God, that you will cover every soul that will listen to this podcast. Father, I pray right now that you would touch every woman that may be dealing with the issues of blood. Father, I pray that you will go into the bloodstream. Father, I pray, God, that you will correct everything that's wrong in their bodies. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them even now, and I declare healing to their bodies. I declare strength, supernatural strength to their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that your presence will be felt through the airwaves, God. Father, as they listen to this podcast, Father, that they will feel your presence. Father, that they will hear that they will hear joy, that they will feel your joy, they will feel your love. They will feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will go into their homes. Father, begin to hold them. Begin to comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, Father. And it is so in your name, I pray. Amen. Y'all, this was awesome. I know it was short, but I didn't want to go too long, but hey, maybe next episode. Well, you guys, until then, hey, you know what I'm about to say. It's your girl. Hey, girl. I love saying that. Y'all, I love y'all so much. It's your host, Alonda Sims, and I look forward to being here with you and sharing this experience, this journey with you. Until next time, Be blessed. Bye-bye. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to It's Your Girl, Hey Girl podcast. I'm so excited about this relaunching of the podcast. I'm so very excited. I am your host, Alonda Sims. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's episode is about transparency. It's about being real, being you. So let's jump into it, huh? So tonight, let's talk about transparency. Let's talk about being real. Let's talk about being true to ourselves. Let's talk about it. So if I could share just a little bit with you, just to be honest, I kind of went back and forth with actually doing the podcast tonight. Due to a recent loss of a mentor, that kind of took me by surprise, and I really didn't want to do the podcast tonight. However, I know that she would still want me to go ahead and move forward with the podcast. So here I am. I am doing the podcast anyway, because I really feel like someone needs to hear tonight's episode. So let's jump right on into it. When being real and keeping it real, I tend to find some people that act as though they're keeping it real or play like they're keeping it real, when actuality they're just putting on the front. It's as though they want to be transparent, they want to be open, but they don't. And for some people, it takes time for them to be open and transparent because of what they went through, because of trust issues. And, you know, some people deal with that. So it takes them a minute to become open with different people and to become transparent. Now, if you haven't arrived at that point yet, it's okay. It's okay. However, I do feel that it's good to have at least one or two friends that you can just be open and honest with and just freely speak your mind, be able to vent. A lot of times I tend to get into a little trouble because sometimes I could be a little too transparent, but that's just me. I'm just, you know, I'm transparent, I'm open, and I'm honest, and it's just me. However, what I would suggest is, like I said, just find you two good friends that will take your honesty, that will take your transparency, and they won't hold it against you. They won't judge you based on what you're saying, but rather they will take it and they will give you sound advice. And it's good to have good friends that can give you that good sound advice. I know for me, I have a best friend that I can go to and I can talk to her about any and everything, and I know that it's not gonna go any further than us, other than the Father. I'm excited because I believe in this podcast and after this podcast that people will begin to open up, and hopefully after this podcast you will see that, hey, it's okay to open up, it's okay to be real and transparent. Tell people your story. Don't be afraid to share your story. Be open and transparent about where you come from, because a lot of times what you've been through and what you've dealt with, someone else may be going through the same thing, and they need to know how to come out of it, how to get out of it, what steps they need to take to come from it. Now, let's get transparent again. Honestly, I'm not the one to try to share my personal life, because a lot of things that I went through, I swore to myself that I would never talk about it ever again. However, I know that it is through this platform that if I open up and I begin to share my story, that it's going to help thousands of people. It's going to help hundreds of people. So you never know. Just try. It's not a matter of you have to do it. You gonna do it. It's not that. Just try. So, in the efforts of talking about transparency tonight, I'm gonna open up and share one of my truths, one of my stories, one of my past hurts. I remember after coming back home from being in Memphis for over 10 years, I literally had to go through deliverance. I had to be recharged again because of a lot of things that I went through mentally. A lot of things that I was going through mentally, even in the transition of coming home. I had to go through the whole just breaking things down piece by piece. There was a moment where I felt like I wanted to take myself out, because I felt like, no, if I was to tell someone, no one would care, no one would understand, and then I would be labeled as a liar, which I was already being labeled as that anyway, due to some untruthful things that were going on, or said rather. So in the midst of me going through that trial, a lot of other things start to come up again, especially with my health. My health began to deteriorate and just go crazy. I began to experience heavy bleeding. And my women out there, y'all know, y'all understand what I'm saying. Some of y'all understand what I'm saying when I say that. The cramping, the hurt, the pain in the backs, and it was just crazy. Up until the point where I got to the place where I just began to cry out to God and say, okay, God, I can't take no more of this. Now, you promised me that you were going to heal me. You promised me that you were going to set me free from this. And a lot of times, we have to do that. We have to get into a place where we remind God, okay, you said that you was going to do this. You said that you was going to do that. It's okay to remind him of his word. Remind him. So that's what I did. I remind him of the promises that he made to me. And I began to put a demand on it. Okay, you said you was going to do this. I need you to do it. I need you to fix whatever this is going on in my body, because I'm tired of it and it's draining me. I can't get nothing done during the day because I'm either asleep or I'm sluggish and just don't feel like doing nothing. So I need energy. I need to be able to move and do this and do that. Come on. We got to get this together. I have this thing with God where I say, let's meet at the table. So it was one of the moments where I had to say, okay, let's meet at the table about this, because this is ridiculous. After that, the Father began to remind me of the woman with the issue of blood. and how she suffered for 12 years. Now, me, I suffered with this for 12 plus years. So I understood to the T of everything that she went through. Everything from going from doctor to doctor to doctor, I went through that. And it seemed like no doctor could help me until I just got sick and tired of it. And it was like, okay, if I could just get to Jesus, if I could get to Jesus, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I can make it just a little while longer if I could get to Jesus. And once I found my place in him, once I got in his presence, that's when everything began to change. The more I began to work my faith and put my faith to work, things began to change. How do I come out of this? Get in the presence of the Lord. How does this stop? Get on your face. Begin to seek God. How do I do that? Talk to him. How? Just like I'm talking to you through this podcast. Talk to him. Just like you talk to your friend. Just like you talk to your boyfriend, to your boo, to your husband, and for my husbands out there, to your wives, to your girlfriends. Just talk to him. You ain't gotta do all the big words and all the tongues and all of that. That's good. That's good. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes he just wants you to talk to him. Just talk to him and let him know how you feel. Be open before him. Be transparent. We're talking about transparency. Be transparent before him. Become naked before him. Open yourself unto him and let him know how you feel. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. If you're hurting, tell him you're hurting. If you want to cry, cry before him. Release that. But once you release that, once you lay it at his feet, leave it there. Don't go back. Don't pick it up. Don't look back. Don't look at it. Put it there. Leave it there. So after going through all of that, I was like, okay, now I can breathe again. Now I can finally just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Then, boom, got hit again in my health. Ended up having to go, actually being rushed to the doctor. And then my doctor came in and said, oh no, you gotta be rushed to the hospital. So then I'm being rushed from the doctor's office to the hospital. Get to the hospital and they're telling me that I have to have a blood transfusion. Scary, right? Right. Especially when you've never had one. So I'm going through the emotions. I'm feeling all kind of ways. And the only thing I can say is, okay, God, but you promise. No, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to have no blood transfusion. I don't know where that blood been. I don't know whose blood that is. No. No. But had I not had the blood transfusion, I would not be here. I would not be here because I was slowly dying. So as I'm laying on the bed and the blood is being pumped into my body, I start to feel life come back into me. I start to feel life again. I start to be able to fully breathe again and fully function. And I'm starting to gain energy again. Yeah. Something about the blood, huh? But we gonna get into that another episode. I ain't gonna start nothing with that, but I can really take that and go somewhere, but we ain't gonna get into that, not this episode. But the more I begin to lay there and just begin to receive of it, the more life I begin to feel. What am I saying? Why am I being transparent about this? Why am I telling my story about this? Because there's someone that's going to listen to this podcast and they're going to say, whoa, she went through that? Okay, if she went through it, I know I can come out of it. Yes, you can. To the young woman that's going to listen to this podcast, you've been bleeding for years and you don't know how it's going to stop. I'm here to tell you that it can. The ultimate physician, the ultimate doctor, the number one doctor helped me get through that entire situation. And it was nobody but God. Nobody but God helped me get through that. So, with that being said, and I'm going to close it right here. Don't be afraid to be open and transparent. Don't be afraid to share your story, because you never know who may need to hear your story. So, tonight, I hope that me sharing my story of health, of healing, restoration, just being transparent all the way around, I pray that it blessed you. I pray that it gave you some sense of hope. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. So how about we close it out with prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this time, for this time of refreshing, of restoration, Father. Father, I pray right now, God, that you will cover every soul that will listen to this podcast. Father, I pray right now that you would touch every woman that may be dealing with the issues of blood. Father, I pray that you will go into the bloodstream. Father, I pray, God, that you will correct everything that's wrong in their bodies. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them even now, and I declare healing to their bodies. I declare strength, supernatural strength to their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that your presence will be felt through the airwaves, God. Father, as they listen to this podcast, Father, that they will feel your presence. Father, that they will hear that they will hear joy, that they will feel your joy, they will feel your love. They will feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will go into their homes. Father, begin to hold them. Begin to comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, Father. And it is so in your name, I pray. Amen. Y'all, this was awesome. I know it was short, but I didn't want to go too long, but hey, maybe next episode. Well, you guys, until then, hey, you know what I'm about to say. It's your girl. Hey, girl. I love saying that. Y'all, I love y'all so much. It's your host, Alonda Sims, and I look forward to being here with you and sharing this experience, this journey with you. Until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.